Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to your morning mega show. It's Vince. I had an hour to kill here, so I figured what the hell. Let's do a morning mega show. I haven't done a morning mega show in a while. So thank you, nobody, for joining me this morning. I'm going to go into a track here. I spilled my coffee this morning, so I need to re-up my coffee already. I'm devoid of all caffeination at the moment, so I'm going to go take care of that. Here's some Manu Chao. I'll be right back.
I'm
dédier cette chanson à tous ces politiciens irresponsables qui emmènent le futur de nos enfants vers le chaos.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Michael Jackson's Ghost, welcome. Welcome to the Morning Mega Show, bro. I'm just going to do a quick hour here. Just getting my morning BTR fix. Thanks for joining me, Michael Jackson's Ghost. You are the man, and I would play some Michael Jackson for you since you're a hardcore listener, but that would require you to call in. And so if you want to make that happen today, Michael Jackson's Ghost, the number's 347-826-7667. Give me a call. Let's make BTR history together here on the Morning Mega Show. 347-826-7667. Aaron Andrews video? No, dude. Do you got a link for me? I have no idea who Aaron Andrews is. She sounds kind of hot, though. I hope it's a chick. Maybe it's a dude. Or dudes usually spell their name with the A-A-R-O-N. So I assume it's a chick. She's probably hot. Anyways, Michael Jackson's ghost. Do me a favor. Put the link into that Aaron Andrews video. I'll check it out, bro. So I got my coffee situation figured out. As per usual, I spilled my coffee and went out of my way to make concoct myself a ice-cold caffeinated beverage, which I like to kick off every show with. So I spilled my coffee this morning and had to re-up right away. Anyways, I'm going to... God damn, I can't even clear my throat. All right, so I'm going to check out this. If you're not going to... Oh, no way. Some dude drilled a hole in her hotel room and was peeping on her. Was she getting laid or what? Was she masturbating? Was she doing some drugs? What the hell is going on? All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'll be right back. I'm going to... Oh... Going to some music here. Let's do some Gogo Bordello. Some live Gogo Bordello. This is Sally. Here on Morning Mega Show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
From Nebraska. Business were passing through her little town. Hey! There's something on the wall. She picked it up. Cultural revolution right away began. Oh no! Cultural revolution just began.
ботинки, брюки, клёш, от папани по наследству финский нож, кепка в клетку, галстук от кутюр. Разрешите мне, мадам, закрутить амур. А в клубе модно, всё для народа. Хоть куда, классная герлица, а у меня в портмоне соточка гнездится. Если хочешь лимонад, то я буду очень рад. Хоть это дороже постократ. А в клубе модно, все для народа. Залезли. Ботинки, брюки, клёш, от папани по наследству финский нож, кепка в клетку, галстук от кутюр. Разрешите мне, мадам, закрутить амур. А кофе модно, всё для народа. Залиты пары, танцуют пары, винилы крутят, без пижокей.
Damn. All right, I'm back. It's Vince. Thanks, Michael Jackson's Ghost, for giving me the heads up. I didn't even know who the hell Aaron Andrews was until now, but I got the link, dude. I'm watching it right now. Yeah, you're right. It's not the greatest quality, which, you know, these type of things never usually are. But I found it. It's got, there's like six different clips. And, here you go. Bow. Yeah, so thank you to the News Vault for bringing us, these lovely, how do I do it? Well, you gave me the link, dude, and I just found it. The News Vault, they got it on there, man. They got like six different clips of her. Like, it looks like it's the actual clips from his phone, probably. This is crazy, dude. You know what I'm thinking? I think this is just, he's just filming through the peephole. That's what it looks like to me. Damn, girl, honey just like hangs out naked. Who does that? Who fucking hangs out just naked? Like, is that common practice for hot chicks everywhere? They just hang out naked. She's got a nice body though. I mean, like, I was looking at a picture of her. Like, I've never seen her, I don't think, on ESPN. But how do I put it up? What do you mean put it up? I don't know. I mean, like, you got the link. You think she knew that she was being filmed? I don't know, man. Come on, dude. You think she knew she was being filmed? This is kind of a weird peephole, though. Like, you know, she's right in front of it. And, you know, for all we... So weird. Yeah, this is cool. This is kind of a weird peephole, though. I'm trying to figure out what he's doing here. Because, like, he keeps moving around, and it looks like a pretty good-sized people. And she's just, like, right in front of it. I don't get it. It's kind of weird. Like, I don't. Do you think this dude really, like, drilled a hole through a hotel room wall? And if so, if it was on the other side, don't you think the wall would be a lot thicker? Like, he's got a lot of mobility there. Like, he's getting, like, different angles and stuff. You know, so it's obvious if it's a camera phone, camera phones don't have lenses. You know, so he's just got to put the lens that he's working with right up to that hole. And she's right in front of it. So I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. I don't know what to make of it. I think my initial reaction is that this is the peephole through the front door of the hotel room. And damn, honey is just hanging out naked. She's a very famous reporter. She gets all the good games. I don't doubt that she gets all the good games. I would give her all the good games too. If I was running ESPN, I would probably have her out there as well. But this is a great little link. I appreciate that. Michael Jackson. Oh, you don't know how to post a link? Dude, you just go to the top of your browser, you copy all the information inside the, you know, where it says HTTP colon slash last www blah 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 blah. You just copy all that like I did and paste it in there. It's not hard, dude. I know you're Michael Jackson's ghost, and you know, you're in the afterlife now, bruh. So maybe you just don't have that capacity. I don't know. But I really appreciate this Erin Andrews video. I'm gonna like look for her. Look for her on ESPN now, because she's putting forth a good effort right here in her hotel room. Let me tell you. My goodness. Anywho, it's your morning mega show. We got a half an hour to go here. I'm only gonna do an hour this morning. I really am addicted to BTR. I love broadcasting, even if I have nothing to say and nothing to really to do. It's just fun being on the air. It's just fun broadcasting. And thanks, Michael Jackson's ghost, for hanging with me here. I'm gonna get in some more tunes here. And like I said, the invitation's always open, Michael Jackson's ghost. You are more than willing. I'm more than willing to give you the platform to unveil your voice to the world. And thank you, Michael Jackson Ghost. I appreciate the voice comment. Yes, this is not the first time I've done anything radio related. I did college radio for a while back in the 60s. I did college radio. No, I did back in the 90s. I did a college radio show. And I have to tell you, BTR is kind of inspiring me to want to get back into it, actually. So maybe this BTR show will be my springboard to pursuing radio again. I don't know. Although it's kind of a dying medium, just like TV and movies and everything else. There's so much competition now that it's hard to really survive. And the radio industry doesn't pay very well to begin with, unless you're like a Rush Limbaugh. So, but I have fun with it, so I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm at least gonna keep doing this BTR show until I get sick of it. Intimacy and love. Welcome to the morning mega show, Intimacy and Love. Glad to have you here. This is not my normal broadcasting time. Typically, I do a show under the name Mega Dude, and that is every, oh, what is it? It's every day at the 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And Gary Moore, welcome, Gary Moore, to the Morning Mega Show. I'm Vince. I'm your host for the next half an hour here. If you want to join me on the line, it's 347-826-7667. Michael Jackson's ghost and I have just been going over the news this morning. We went on the internet and got to watch the peephole video of the lovely Miss Erin Andrews. Apparently she's a wildly popular ESPN reporter who I had not been familiar with. I don't really watch TV anymore, especially not ESPN. But I will now. Erin Andrews is a hottie. And apparently she likes to just kind of cruise around her hotel room and hang out naked. She looked pretty comfortable being naked, too. So maybe they might want to, you know, boost their ratings there and have her come out buck naked for her broadcasts. Intimacy and Love. I have an appointment. Just checking in. Be back. All right. Fine. We'll be here for half an hour at least. I gotta cut out of here at 9 o'clock. But if you want to give me a call before I step out, there's time to do that. 347-826-7667. We're just following this Erin Andrews story. Apparently, the Erin Andrews video has become really viral on the internet. So a lot of hackers are out there putting up fake links to her video and attaching viruses and stuff to it. So I would be careful what links you look at, but apparently the News Vault is safe. I like this News Vault, man. This is, thanks for showing me some Michael Jackson's ghost. I'm gonna hang on to this, dude. This is some good stuff. Welcome, guest 473. Guest 473, you are able to listen. You're not able to chat with us. I'm not sure if you can even see the chat. But we want to extend to you an invitation to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. You don't need to call in. You don't need to host your own show. Maybe you just want to listen to Blog Talk Radio. I do it. I do it all the time. I just listen. You can chat. If you sign up, get an account with Blog Talk Radio, it allows you to get a screen name. You can go into the chat and chat with folks while you're listening. It's really worthwhile. I suggest you do it. Sign up. Come back in here. We'll chop it up for the next half an hour. I might check out some more stuff here on the News Vault. This is a cool little site, man. Uh-oh, time to wake up. I woke up before my alarm. See, that's the thing, is I woke up early today. I was like, damn, I have time to do a show before I go into work. So here I am. Angel Eyes. Welcome, sister. Good to see us, girl. Angel Eyes, the lovely and talented young woman who has graced us with her presence this morning. Angel Eyes, we've just been covering some ground here in the news. Apparently there's a virus spreading that's attached to the Erin Andrews nude video links that people are putting up. But thanks to Michael Jackson's ghost, I was able to track down the real Erin Andrews peephole video. And it's pretty hot. It's not the best quality, of course, but I would say, tell me if I'm wrong here, Michael Jackson's ghost, but as far as like sex tapes go and man on the street camera phone type videos go, this one's pretty good. I'd give this one like maybe 4 out of 5 stars or 3.5 out of 5 stars. This one's pretty good. I mean, she's not doing any, she's just like doing her hair and whatever, but she's in full view pretty much the whole time. She looks great. She's got an amazing body. And it's as far as sex tapes go, it's not even a sex tape. It's just It's just a voyeuristic nudie tape. But as far as those type of things go, it's pretty good. But again, I'm a little bit dubious as to the how this was produced exactly, because there's no way that's a peephole that's drilled through. Like they're trying to, like, apparently somebody, I'm gonna have to read this whole thing just to make sure I'm right on this, but it looks like to me, well, at least from what I heard, apparently this is like some guy was in the hotel room next to her and somehow drilled a peephole through his wall so he could see into her room. And there's just no way this wall is this thin. I mean, a wall between two rooms has got to be, I mean, typically at least like what, like the like 4 inches maybe, at the least. I mean, this looks like the wall is like just like he's just peeping through just like through maybe like you know, a 1 inch thick sheetrock or something, or half an inch sheetrock. I don't know, man. It's just it looks like he's looking through the peephole. Like maybe he's got some lens that can reverse the peephole. You know what I'm talking about? Like I think there's a way that if you have a special lens, you can see back into a peephole maybe. So that's kind of what I think is going on here. Or this could be totally fake. Who knows? But like I don't even know what she really looks like. Yeah, some people are saying through the keyhole. That makes more sense to me. The only thing is it possible to reverse, to look back through a keyhole? And I think it is. I think it technically is. I think you might need a special kind of lens or something to attach to your, hold up to your camera. So I think that's what happened. But still, man, she's just like walking around naked right in front of right in the open in front of her people, her windows open. And this dude, I wonder how long it took this guy to sit there and just like wait for her to get naked. Like, did he just like find out where her room was and just like, just staked it out and watched her until she got ready? Or it might be somebody that knows her. That's what I'm thinking. It might be somebody that knows her, or maybe a paparazzi that's just been kind of like trailing her. But damn, man, she is smoking hot, dude. That's really good. Angel Eyes, do you want me to hear? Angel Eyes probably doesn't even care. It's just like, all right, whatever, dude. Of course he was shopping the video for cash. Are you kidding me? I would too. Who wouldn't, dude? But there it is, Angel Eyes, if you don't want to know what we're talking about, judge for yourself. It's not racy. It's not, I mean, it's just a naked woman curling her hair in her hotel room. It's pretty innocent. But the things I'd like to do to that are not innocent. Anyways, Angel Eyes, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you being here on the Mega Show, the Morning Mega Show. Michael Jackson's Ghost holding it down. Appreciate it. As always, Michael Jackson's Ghost, the invitation is extended. We have 20 minutes left in this program. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. Feel free to continue to flood me with news items, because I love it, man. I love this kind of shit. Like, even though it's sort of tabloid news or whatever you want to call it, I don't care, man. I love it because I'm the Tiger Man. Give me a call. I'll be right back. 347-826-7667. It's your Morning Mega Show with Vince.
Well, I'm the king of the jungle. They call me the Tiger Man.
Yeah.
Chao El Hoyoyo. Hoyo, I guess, is the name. The title of the track is El Hoyo. Right here on BTR, your morning mega show. Here with Vince in the Morning. We got about 12 minutes left in the program. It's enough time to take your calls if you want to do that now. 347-826-7667. I want to thank Angel Eyes for coming through. Appreciate the compliments and the support. I also do my normal show. For me, it's normal time. typically I'm on daily from 7 p.m. Pacific to 9 p.m. Pacific. It starts right here on BTR at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. That's Mega Show with Vince, your Mega Dude. Yeah, I have my other account is Mega Dude, and Mega Dude puts on the Mega Show at 7 p.m. Pacific. And I'm Vince, a.k.a. Mega Dude. Join me on the internet at megaforceonline.blogspot.com or megaforceonline.ning.com. You can hit me up on Twitter. The link is attached to this account, or you can also find me at twitter.com/megaforceonline. And so we covered some good ground here. I didn't, I had nothing prepped for the show, and I want to thank Michael Jackson's ghost for coming through and pointing out this amazing video footage that's on the internet of Aaron Andrews. That was quite a way to work. You know, forget the morning coffee, and that's how I want to wake up. I don't want that to be the people. I want that to be like me in my view from the bedside. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I'm going to go into another track here. I got 10 minutes left. I think before I get out of here, I'm going to try to pop in with the In the Building crew and see what they got on tap for the rest of the day. Don't forget 10 a.m. Pacific, which is an hour and 10 minutes from now. What the fuck? That's right, WTF is the title of the show with none other than 59150, PD Green. I'll probably be over there listening to that this morning as I'm taking care of business, as it were. So I'm going to try to jump over there and see if we can get a little preview of what's going to happen on What the Fuck later today. Yeah, so there you have it. I've already played some Gogol Bordello, didn't I? All right, let's get funky with it then, shall we? Here's some Fred Wesley. Be right back. Right here on Mega Show, your morning Mega Show with Vince. Right here on BTR. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
What to do, Vince?
Hey, Miss PG, just want to check in. I'm getting ready to sign off here as far as, like, talking on BTR. I'm going to have to go into work, but I will be listening, and I will be chatting when I can. And I just wanted to know what the topic of discussion is going to be later today on What the Fuck.
On What the Fuck, Petey Green is now about to start the complaint with the police officer. We finally viewed the tape. He admitted things in the tape, so we're running the story all day, calling the news section, getting it out there. So that's his topic today.
Damn. Is there anything up on, can I get information on in the building? Is there something I can?
We're loading it up everywhere right now at this SEC, so he's making phone calls and how we're going to load it up. I got it on the computer. All I got to do is push a button and upload it. So we're working on it. You will. As soon as we get to, as soon as I have the footage up, I'm letting everybody in the Indy Building family know because it's going on the meeting ASAP.
Officer Ricky, is that what you're talking about?
No, fuck Officer Ricky. No, I ain't put it up yet. This is the real Milwaukee police that kicked in our door and tried to shoot our dog and our 4-year-old son.
Jesus.
The one that real story we came out days ago. We finally uploaded the video and watched it, and yeah, he admits shit.
Damn. That's some fucking shit. Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. So.
All right.
It's him telling me if I keep on pointing the camera in his face, he's going to take my shit. So. That's what he's on all day today. All
right. Yeah, I look forward to it. I can't wait to get the lowdown. That sounds like some crazy shit. When did this happen? Wait, when did this happen?
This happened 2 days, a day or two ago. I mean,
what?
I don't remember. Yeah, what, you're not listening to
the show? And you're just talking about it right now?
No, we talked about it before. I just finally viewed the footage of the video that I was able to get.
Yeah, Vince, we went on a that night you missed Bobblehead, and I told you you didn't have to worry about it because you didn't miss shit. That was the night it happened. We talked about it all the way up to that point, and we was trying to load the tape up, and you know what I'm saying? And that actually looking at the tape pissed me off even more, so now it's on the pop.
Damn.
So I knew we had them bitches on tape, but I didn't know exactly how much of it and what they said.
Uh-huh.
But if you watch the tape, you hear Miss PG say, man, why the fuck you pull out a gun on my kid? You say, I already explained that to you.
Wow. Did they have a warrant? Did they have any probable cause?
No warrant. No reason to be in my house.
Vince, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, dog. They tried to pull a nigga over on a traffic stop, right?
Uh-huh.
The motherfucker wasn't in his car. You know what I'm saying? They try, the police be behind a motherfucker who ain't got no place. They bust a U-turn, then the motherfucker get out and park.
Uh-huh.
The motherfucker did that. He got out and parked. The police pulled up. They blocked me in because I was leaving.
Uh-huh.
The motherfucker who they was trying to chase out the car, sitting on a block. The police, this motherfucker walking, the police run up on him on guns. It's dark as hell, and they can take off running like, fuck it. Police chase him through my crib.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They see my dog. They like, get your dog or I'm gonna shoot your dog.
Holy shit, dude. You're totally innocent bystander.
I grab my dog and shit, dog. I throw my dog in the car. They like, and if you listen to the tape, they say we know he ran out the front door. But why they screaming they know he ran out the front door, they still harassing us, though.
It's fucked up, man.
Because they like, we know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We know this, that, and the car.
You got to press charges. Are you going to press charges against this officer?
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah, you should. He unlawfully entered your house. I mean, even if he has probable cause because he's chasing after a suspect, he's still technically breaking and entering. So you can bring up charges against him.
Then on top of it,
and he should not be pulling. He should not be pulling his gun on anybody other than anybody other than a suspect who is armed. If somebody's not armed, he should not be pulling a gun. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Pete Gang though, Vince. I mean, even it's just Wisconsin state law. It's not thing, man. You know, it's with chases. If a chase puts anybody in danger, you got to stop that motherfucking chase. We got 7 fucking kids up in this house.
No
bro.
Shit. I know, man. That's fucking I mean, it's one thing if it's just like you and PG and that's it. You're just a couple, just, you know. It, but there's innocent young children's lives that are that are potential collateral damage. You get, you know, it's obvious this kid, whoever he's after, isn't armed, doesn't have any way, is just trying to run, you know. And he shouldn't even, he doesn't even have a reason to pull his arm. That's the thing, is these cops just automatically go for their guns, and I think it's just how they're trained, or maybe it's just like when they're in the heat of the moment, they lose their training or something, and then they start, you know, just acting on instinct, you know.
It's all bullshit. The motherfucking punk ass police and shit, especially up here, and on the side of town we stand, we got a lot of cops that's like rookies working with rookies. Like,
yeah.
We just had two cops get gunned down on the street about 2 months ago. One was 3 weeks in. He was working the streets with somebody who was 6 months deep. And the fucking thing about his events, they was working a task force to go get special suspects together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand you put two rookies together, but how do you have to end up on the task force that's supposed to go looking for vicious? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so
that's
what he's working with.
That's crazy, man. Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? I gotta drop off. I'll listen to the rest like off air, but I gotta go, man. I gotta go to work.
For sure.
All right, man. So I'll be listening to the rest of this show and what the fuck and everything else. I'll catch up with you guys later.
For sure. I'm gonna keep y'all updated.
Bye.
All right, PG, take care. I'll talk to you later. All right. So that's it for Mega Show. Tune in tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. It's a Mega Show with Vince, and that's how it do.